Okay, one of the challenges when you're teaching at this time of the day is that you're competing with yung feeling of sleepiness. So here's what we'll do. We'll play a game! Okay, go back to your teams. Where's Jack? Is Jack here? Wala. Rizal, I need you. It's broken. We don't have Jack. You need to fix it for me. Ikaw ang magiging scorer natin. So can we go back to our teams? Ayan, pakitalikod lang. So group number one, group number two, three, four, and five. The game is called the Energizer Game. Lagyan natin ng 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Determine mo na lang which, siguro, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pag ano, no? Di ba meron kayong dalang meta cards? Meron dyan mga meta cards? Sorry, orange cards. Even if they're green, they're orange cards. Ang gagawin natin, we will identify the theme based on the given keyword. Or keywords. So, the team with the highest score at the end of the game will win a prize. And the prize is, nag-prepare ba kayo? The whole team will stay, will have an overnight stay at Heritage Park. Here's an example. Get ready. No, bragging rights na lang ang inyong prize. Bragging rights. By the way, open notes, ha? Open notes. Open notes. Ganun kadali itong game na to. Itataas ninyo. Totoo, may Starbucks GC. Oh, meron pala talagang prize. Pero, kasya ba sa kanila? Sharing lang. For example, sinabi kong ang lumabas, number one. So I'm gonna give you three counts. One, two, three. At that time, dapat sinulat nyo na yung theme. And then I'll say, orange card up. Meta cards na lang. Hirap ng orange card. Baka green hawak. Meta cards up. Kailangan nakataas na yun. Nakasulat na yung answer, which is competition. Mga kapatid, here are the rules. Pag lumabas na yung competition, yung answer, at hindi pa kayo nagtataas ng card, late na. Tapos, wrong spelling is wrong. Game? Game ka na ba? Okay, let's do it. Item number one. Spontaneous awareness of others' feelings. One, two, three. Meta cards up. The answer is empathy. Tingnan natin ang spelling. Can we see the spelling? Oh, ah? Bakit parang Chinese character yan? Game. Number two, energetic and optimistic. One, two, three. Meta cards up. And the answer is positivity. Okay. Siena. Ayan naman ako. Siena, pakilakihan ng font. Oo. Pakilakihan ng font. Okay. Ready, and no coincidences. One, two, three. Meta cards up. And the answer is connectedness. Anong spelling yan? Huwag mo masyado igalaw. Binabasa namin. Connected na. Sorry. Pwede. Okay, next. Potential grower. One, two, three. Meta cards up. And the answer is?
Developer.
Oh, I got it right. Wala. Okay. Nakuha niya? Okay. Palakihan ng font, mga kapatid, at hindi mabasa ng lolo niyo ang font. Ready. Next. Vision. One, two. Isulat. Huwag i-declare. And the answer is futuristic. All right, everybody got it? Sheena, nung sinabi kong increase ang font, hindi one size higher. Ready? Number 6. Core values. 1, 2, 3. Meta cards up! And the answer is... believe. Very good, very good, very good. May S ba yan? Oh, binura. Okay, buti na lang binura ninyo. And next would be juggler. Sinong juggler among the themes? 1, 2, 3. Meta cards up! And the answer is... arranger! Binanggit ko siya kanina sa description. Helicopter view, nadya-juggle niya ngayon yung mga... ready! Ready! And the item is responsive. 1, 2, 3. Meta cards up.
No!
And the answer is? Meron ba nagsagot ng responsibility? Walang word na responsibility, ah. Walang ganon. Oh, di ba? Miss Barsha, walang responsibility. Next, the storyteller. 1, 2, 3. Meta cards up!
Yeah!
And the answer is... communication! Ha? Huh? Nahuli kayo ng half a second. Ako rin, I attest. Sorry. Okay. Oo, naklik ko na siya bago nyo nataas. Ready next. Genuine and intimate. 1, 2, 3. Meta cards up? All correct. Bro, letter P ba yan? Letter R? R yan. Okay, buti na lang. Operations. Wala bang tumatawag sa radyo na nagugulo yung ibang meetings? Wala naman. Okay, next. History. 1, 2, 3. Meta cards up? The answer is... alam ko may positivity ka. Okay, and the answer is context. Pakihinaan yung positivity, ramdam na ramdam namin. Ready? The next one would be common ground. 1, 2, 3. Meta cards up. And the answer is, here it is. Diba? You're looking for common grounds. Oh, it's not about who is better or who's... next. Absorb in thought. 1, 2, 3. Meta cards up? The answer is intellection. All correct. Next would be stays with the task until it's done. 1, 2, 3. Meta cards up? It's focus. It's more focus than responsibility. Oh. Similar. Pero between the two, it's really focus. By the way, focus is in the executing theme. Ready? Completely dependable. 1, 2, 3. Meta cards up. Responsibility. Eros. Walang extra point pag malakas. Walang extra point. And the next one would be stamina for working hard. 1, 2, 3. Meta cards up. And the answer is achiever. How about group number 1? Nakuha nyo ba? Nakuha nyo rin? Anong sagot ninyo? Oh, keep it up habang di pa nakikita ni Rizzo.
Number 4.
Sila lang ang hindi nakakuha, number 4 lang. Okay. Next. Vigilant. Sino kaya yung mga yan, ano? Mga vigilante. One, two, three. Meta cards up. And the answer is? Di ba? Nakabantay yan. Nakabantay sila. Sila alam nila kung may mangyayaring masama. Next. Equal treatment. Equal treatment. One, two, three. Meta cards up. Consistency. Nag-ano, half a second na naman kayo. Konting bilis, mga kapatid. Oo, half a second, napindot ko na. Ah, okay. One, two, three. Four sila, four. Four sila. One, two, three, four, five. Three sila. Ah, alam niya yung bilang. Just trust her. Iba pala yung, ano niya, one, two, three, four, five. Iba pala yung bilang niya. Oh. At least consistent siya dun sa ano. Oh. Okay, next. Two more items. Two more items. Number 19. Just go ahead and do it. One, two, three. Meta cards up. And the answer is activator. Activator. Next would be, next, sorting for the best alternative. One, two, three. Meta cards up. And the answer is strategy. Paki-check ang spelling. Paki-check. Wow. And we have a winner. That's it. That's it. Our winner is group number 4. Totoo, may premyo. At the end of the class, we'll give you the prize. Congratulations. Congratulations, winning team. Okay, please go back to your... Well, we have less than 30 minutes to go. Okay, I have... Actually, ang request po sana natin magkaroon pa uli ng half-day class. Kasi this is really a whole-day class. So, nagbabattle ako ngayon between a lecture and an activity. But, I just decided to do an activity. Pero next time na yung competitive activity. Ngayon naman, within your group, we'll have team workshops. You have theme summaries. Look at that part of your manual. Yan yung may definition, tapos may three positive definitions and one potential dark side. Okay. All right. Now, normally, ang exercise na to is done with your own working team. Pero syempre, hindi naman ganun dito ngayon. So you'll assume na you're working with your teammates. Okay lang ba yun? Here's how we do it. Here are the instructions. Using the theme summaries, put a check mark on the items that you agree that are true about you and put an X mark on what is not true. Apat yan, di ba? Tatlong positive, isang potential dark side. That will be individual work for the next for 5 minutes. And after the 5 minutes is done, you will share with your group what you discovered. And everyone takes turn, starting with their number one, and then so on and so forth. Ibig sabihin, for this group, say for instance, si Kathy yung una, she'll talk about learner. Yun yung number one niya. And she'll do it this way. Sabi niya, here are the descriptions about learner, you'll read through it, and you'll say, lahat totoo except the potential dark side. And we want to encourage conversation. For instance, Laro could say, alam mo kasi totoo yan, but mukhang lumalabas yung potential dark side paminsan-minsan. Ah, talaga? Yeah. So, or maybe she placed a check mark on the potential dark side, but Cathy said, hindi naman ganun ka as described here. So, ganun conversation. Does that make sense? Pagkatapos ni Cathy, sa learner, number one niya, si Lara naman. And she'll look at restorative and do the same thing all over again. So, everybody goes through that, their number one. When they're done, we move to number two for Cathy, yung belief. The goal is, naalala niyo yung tinatawag na Johari's window? Have you encountered that? Meron ba akong whiteboard marker? Very quickly lang, yung Johari's window, ginagamit ng mga organizational consultants. Ang quadrant number one, these are things that you know about yourself and others knew as well. Okay? Ito naman yung you don't know about yourself but others alam nila. Ito naman they don't know but you know. Tapos ito, only God knows. Sabi ni Johari, dalawang consultant yon, the goal is to increase this box. Either by voluntarily sharing a piece about who you are or asking your teammate inquiring about their lives. And as you do that, they said that trust increases within the team. So we're using this word again and StrengthsFinder as a tool to somehow increase quadrant A or quadrant 1. Does that make sense? Okay, so our 5 minutes would start now. And time's up. That's it. Okay, I have number 3 on the board. And the question is, what new insights can you draw from your group discussion? Meron ba kayong natutunang bago? Yung hindi nyo alam dati. Okay, anybody? Realization about your groupmate or yourself. Ay, dun tayo natapos. Diba? Sa inyo. Okay, you have the honor of answering that question.
Kung ano po yung sa kanila?
Bagong natutunan mo lang. General lesson mo.
Siguro po yung...
Okay, listen up.
Yung kay Miss Lynn po, yung nakaka-amaze yung naghalo-halo yung belief niya, adaptability, at saka yung consistency niya. Kasi sabi niya po, consistent siya sa rules. Tapos syempre may belief siya, so she holds on to that. Pero may adaptability din siya. So tinanong po siya ni siya, ni Hazel, paano po yung stoplight dyan? Kung ano, kasi di ba, konti lang po yung ano, tumatawid po ba kayo hanggang dun sa gitna? Kasi kung hindi, tapos sabi niya, tumatawid naman daw po siya kasi may adaptability nga siya.
Galing! Alam mo, totoo talaga yan, yung mga conflicting themes. Ramdam ko yan, oo. Di ba yung sabi ko nga, connectedness, may tendency maging humble, overly humble. Pero meron akong maximizer, I want to celebrate what I'm good at. I want others to see that as well. So, nararamdaman ko yung tug of war within me. Gusto kong ikwento yung nagawa ko, yung achievement. Pero meron akong connectedness na wag, humble dapat. May mga ganong conflict minsan. Sa grupo ninyo, new insight.
Sabi niyo po eh.
Sabi ko na.
balance. Okay. Thank you. Responsibility. Sa amin parang narealize namin, may balance. Kasi yung pinaprocess namin, hindi lahat dun sa description ng bawat strength, check. Yung pala, yung mga parang hindi namin nakikita dun, ang bumabalance sa ibang binigay sa amin na strength. So we realized that this is just an appreciation of the way God made us. Ang galing lang.
Galing!
Diba? Yung hindi talagang, the way God wired us. Balance lang.
Tama.
Ayun.
Oo. Okay, balik tayo sa group number one. Anong insight ninyo sa grupo? Yes.
Na-realize ko po na lahat tayo, yun nga, lahat may strengths, pero pag wala si Lord, it turns into a curse. So, kailangan talaga si Lord para... Sabi! Sabi ka sa akin. Ayun. So, si Lord yung... Yun, si Lord yung game changer. So, redeemed achiever, redeemed...
Exactly. Very nice. Wonderful insight. Okay. Yung oras, the remaining time natin, I want the class to have the last words. Okay, not me, but I want you from your exercise, give us the last words. Okay. Dito, nagro-roll tayong ganon. Sige, bigyan natin ng time mag-prepare si Eros. Ginulat naman natin siya. Ito muna ang other group.
James. Yes. Ano ba yung noisy? Hindi, pwede ba tumayo?
Kung comfortable ka ba?
Makalista ako standing eh. Naglista ako na noisy kanina nung nag-a-activity eh. Hindi, it's good to know our strengths talaga kasi... Ako yung, minsan sensitive din akong tao. Lala ko na. Share ko lang, kasi si Kat, kasi nga first time ko silang nakagroup, tapos shinare niya kanina, sabi niya, meron siyang tendency na parang minsan ma-OP sa kanya yung mga tao. Kasi nga, meron siyang individualization. Mm-hmm. Okay, parang minsan, ganun nga, parang may favoritism daw. Na minsan, ititreat niya si Faye ng... Sobra-sobra, tapos nakakalimutan niya na kami, eh, no? Tapos sabi niya naman daw, sa una lang daw naman, so mas naintindihan ko si Kat, kaya pala. Tapos,
tama. Yun. Mm-hmm. Napansin ko dun sa individualization na potential dark side, it's really more the observer than the person. Napansin niyo yung dark side na yun, nami-misinterpret yung kanila na parang may favoritism, but mas maraming attention sa kanya. Parang dark side nung outsider rather than... Pero ang lesson doon, being aware na ganun ang pwedeng tendency ng mga tao around you, make aware ka ngayon na, dapat pala medyo, halimbawa, ipipraise mo yung isang tao, huwag masyadong public yung pull him aside or her aside. Ganun, okay? Tama ba, Kat? Halimbawa, gusto mong i-greet si Janelle na significance. Huwag mong masyadong public, mawa-out of place yung iba. Okay, your group. Hello? Ano nangyari sa activity ninyo? Ayan, si Kat. Ano nga yung kay Kat at kinuha ka agad?
Learner, belief, focus, deliberative.
Self-assurance. Okay lang.
Hindi pa ma-burnout.
Kulang ang kanilang self-assurance. No? But Kathy has... to compensate for all,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, we just want to echo what Chryso said earlier, na it's balance po. May mga conflict, pero the way God made it uniquely sa atin, yung mga strengths natin, is balance lang to understand more yung mga people around you.
And yes, yes. Isa pang nakuha ko sa sinabi mo, hindi lang balance within you, pero the team balances each other. No? Because ang nakikita ko, ganitong perspective lang, but the other person in your team sees the relational aspect. Pero tayo ito, kailangan ma-accomplish natin itong bagay na to. Meron kang member sa team mo na, oo, pero wag natin sagasaan si ganyan, kausapin natin mabuti. Sinong kakausap? Yung merong communication. Yan. Okay? Did you able to got it? Okay. That's all we have for today. We're really working out another time, a half day with you, para magawa natin ibang activities. Marami pa tayong materials, but I'm so blessed to be with you today. I enjoyed every moment. Thank you so much for being a wonderful class. And congratulations to the winner of the game. Kung matuloy yung next class natin, I'll come up with another game para makabawi kayo. Thank you.